Hi, folks. Lawrence here from the Unpaid Programming Podcast. What you're about to listen to is a serialized radio noir murder mystery called Parts Unknown, featuring all your favorite wrestlers from yesteryear that won't actually feature those wrestlers from yesteryear because we couldn't afford them, and most of them are dead. So, without further ado, here's Parts Unknown.
Parts Unknown! Murder in the Squared City! An old-timey serial radio noir, written and performed by the Unpaid Programming Podcast. Brought to you by Colgate Tooth Powder and Lucky Strike Cigarettes. More doctors smoke Lucky Strikes than any other brand.
You might remember me. I am the Tower of Power, too sweet to be sour, funky like a monkey, and the Lord and Master of the Ring. Well, at least I was. I am the Macho Man Randy Savage, former Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion, yeah! Now I'm just a private dick in the armpit of a town called Parts Unknown, where all us old wrestlers go when our careers are finished. I wasn't always stuck in this itsy-bitsy office, partnered up with Jake the Snake Roberts, who's been known to have a good time, well, all the time, yeah.
What's that, Savage? Hey, you want a few hits off of this?
Not now, Jake. So getting back to what I was saying before you so rudely interrupted, Snake Man.
What the hell you rambling at, Savage? Is Liz back?
Liz, my ex-wife and manager, the lovely Miss Elizabeth. She's why I'm here. I used to be one of the top cops in the city. Me and Hulk Hogan put away bad guys left and right, working side by side. We took down the Million Dollar Man's corruption racket, and together we got a commendation from Mayor McMahon. But Hogan, he had lust in his heart for Elizabeth. I could see it in his eyes.
Aw, come the fuck on, man. That's just you being paranoid.
Jake, I would really appreciate it if you clammed up right now.
Whatever, man. Where the hell's my newspaper?
Hogan stole Elizabeth's heart from me. Then he hogged all the glory and attention for the corruption bust. Took all the credit, yeah. Mayor McMahon named him chief of police, and all I got was a release that said best of luck in your future endeavors.
It gave you a shiny gold watch, too. And a nice fucking plaque, man.
All of a sudden, after the blood, the sweat, the madness, and the work I'd put in, and when the spotlight was set to go on top of me, I was a free agent. There she was. The lovely Elizabeth was at my door. She came in wearing one of those beautiful dresses that she always had when we were together. Her neck and ears were adorned with diamonds that reflected every last bit of light in this dingy office.
Randy, I know I'm the last person on earth you want to see right now.
Well, maybe not the last,
Hey, man, I'm standing right here.
Randy, I'm here because there's something terrible going on and I need your help.
Well, if the Hulkster has any guts, he'd bring his bald head down to my office and ask for it himself instead of sending you, dig it?
It's not like that, Randy.
Then what is it like, Liz? You tell me,
Hulk doesn't know I'm here. He'd be upset if he knew that I came to you for this, but he's so overextended. There's been a murder.
Whoa. A murder in Parts Unknown?
Randy, it's Brutus.
Brutus Beefcake, the town barber. He was friends with Hogan for many years. Never made sense to me, though, that a barber would want to hang around with somebody that can't grow hair. What happened?
I'm not sure, but it's the second murder in 2 weeks. Randy, I'm scared, and Hulk can't do it alone. Can you help him?
I never could say no to you, Liz. Now, where can I find him?
Hulk is at the scene now. Brutus was found in his barber shop.
Oh, yeah, wake up, Jake. We got shit to do.
Horowitz, Did you make sure to dust for Prince, brother?
Got him, boss.
Good job, brother. Pat yourself on the back. Brother Brutai, what happened to you? Who would want to kill you?
Hey, boss, Savage is here. What should I do?
Let him through. Savage.
Hogan.
Hulkster.
Snake.
I see Brutus the Barber was murdered here, Hulk. Any idea what might have happened?
Not sure yet. Pretty concerning, though. Second murder in 2 weeks. I was actually about to come down here and ask Brother Brutai about the last one.
You mean you'd go to Brutus Beefcake for help on a case before you even came to me? You've always had it out for me, Hogan!
It wasn't for help, Randy.
Then what was it for, huh?
He was a suspect, brother. He was a suspect.
Now what the hell are you talking about?
The last victim was Coco Beware. He was killed by strangulation. The ME said that a sleeper hold had cut off oxygen flow to the brain by squeezing the carotid artery, brother.
I know how a sleeper hold works. Not everyone was as shitty a wrestler as you.
I was coming to talk to Brutus because the sleeper was his finisher.
Well, he isn't the only one who used the sleeper. Did you check out DiBiase? I wouldn't put it past the $1 million man to pull something like this, yeah!
Alibi, brother. He's still locked up from when I took down his crime ring.
We took down his crime ring?
Don't start with this again, dude.
What you gonna do this time, Hogan? Cause I don't have to be here.
Hey, man. Bruce didn't get killed by no sleeper hold.
What?
Shit, yeah, man. Look at his head. Look at those fucking bruises. I know all about these injuries, man. You gotta remember that my finisher was the DDT. I know this shit, man.
Oh, he's right!
Paul Bearer, where did you come from?
I've come to collect the body for the Undertaker. Oh, yes.
Quit sneaking around in the shadows, Jack. Let Taker know that I need the results of the autopsy quickly, brother.
Man, he gives me the creeps.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Perhaps someday we can get together and talk shop. After all, I'm really pleasant company. Just ask the body.
The body?
Oh, yes. Jesse the body. We're good friends.
Look, dude, can you just get going?
I think I'll pass.
I'll let my Undertaker know you expect prompt results, Chief Hogan. Oh, yes.
Look, Savage, I'm sure Liz tipped you off to this.
She did.
But this isn't anything we can't handle together, brother.
If you say so, brother.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mean Gene Okerlund here. My guest at this time, the mayor of our squared city, Vince McMahon himself. Flanked ever-presently by his aides, Mr. Kane and Mr. Andre. Gentlemen, as you know, there is a crime wave sweeping parts unknown. The good people of this community are wondering if the police force is ever going to come to a solution on this pressing matter.
Goddamn, pal! Look, this is nothing that we can't handle. It's the muckrakers and so-called broadcast journalists like Eugene that have whipped this place up into a goddamn panic. You think I won't be able to stop it? I'm Mayor Vincent Kennedy McMahon, dammit. This is my town. No one gets away with this kind of crap in my town.
Mayor McMahon, if I may, do you have full confidence in the Chief of Police, Hulk Hogan, to bring this matter to completion?
I have complete and utter confidence in Chief Hulk Hogan. He practically rebuilt this town from the ground up after DiBiase nearly goddamn destroyed it.
Sir, you're 4 o'clock.
Damn it, just tell him I'll be out in a goddamn minute.
Mayor McMahon, what do you think this will mean for your re-election campaign against your opponent, Ted
Hey! Time expired! No more questions.
I'm through with you, Gene. This interview is over.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Mayor McMahon expressing full confidence in Police Chief Hulk Hogan to solve this rash wave of crime that we've come under in recent weeks, but refuses to answer questions about his upcoming re-election campaign.
Did you hear that line sack of shit on TV, Randy? Every time McMahon opens his mouth, he's spinning another web. He gets all these hired goons to surround and protect him, while he ignores the talent guys like us.
I heard it, Hitman, I heard it.
Hey, Brett, how about another fucking round for me and all my friends?
Jake and I had only been in the Hart Dungeon for a few minutes before we saw Mayor McMahon's interview on TV. Of all the people in this town, Bret Hart, the bartender and proprietor of the Hart Dungeon, probably has the biggest axe to grind with the mayor. After the screw job, poor Bret was never really the same. What were you saying there, Bret?
Well, you know, I was talking to Jimmy earlier, and...
Jimmy! Jimmy, aren't that little pencil-neck pipsqueak with the megaphone?
He's not that bad, Randy. He used to manage me, too, you know.
What's he doing now?
He's managing the Honky Tonk Man now.
Whoa! Don't mention that name to me again after what he did to my Elizabeth!
Cool it, Randy. That was years ago.
Hitman, there better be a good reason for this, huh?
Look, Randy. Vince and his goon squad have been doing everything they can to shut this place down. Entertainment license, noise ordinance. He even had Kane and Andre come over and smash some of the booths with baseball bats wrapped in barbed wire. I called Jimmy Hart to book Honky to do a few gigs here at the bar on the weekends because I'm in trouble. This place is going to close if I don't get a crowd in here soon. Hart Dungeon. Randy, it's Hogan.
What is it, Oakster?
Hey, brother, we got a problem. One of our patrol officers was on his beat and got flagged over to the strip club on Memphis. There's been another murder. Jerry Lawler practically had his goddamn chest caved in.
Damn it, another one. Come on, Jake, we're going to the club on Memphis, yeah.
All right, but you're gonna have to drive.